This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Unwired LA and California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Kurt Gibbs, who is a Senior Resource Development Officer at the Community Redevelopment Agency of the City of Los Angeles. Welcome back to California Politics Today and Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you for having me back, Mark. Today I actually have my voice.
Yes, well, the content will be the same, but the presentation will be better, so that's an improvement. We were both at Pershing Square this morning, where the Wi-Fi and Beyond executive panel issued its report. Before we talk about the substance of it, could you say a little bit about, to our new listeners, what the Community Redevelopment Agency, the CRA, is, and what part it played in the preparation of this report, and then maybe address what part it's going to play in the implementation?
CRA is empowered to work within our 30-plus redevelopment project areas to eliminate blight, to create jobs, create housing, and to work on leveraging our resources so that we will economic development can occur. So what we're trying to do is to encourage development where it's needed because of blight. And so over the years, we've seen the success of Hollywood, North Hollywood, downtown Los Angeles.
Those are some projects.
Those are all project areas.
Okay.
CRA was asked to participate along with the city's Department of Water and Power and the Information Technology Department on the mayor's broadband Wi-Fi committee due to the work that we had done in Watts regarding digital divide issues and our work facilitating Little Tokyo Wireless Project and our deployment at Pershing Square Wi-Fi, which actually occurred today.
Right, so you were the lead agency for the deployment at Pershing Square.
Yes, we were.
Okay, now, well, the focus today was on the launching of the plan. This was also the grand opening of Wi-Fi at Pershing Square, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Say a little bit about that and what that makes available to people now on a trial basis or going forward in the long term.
One has the ability to go to Pershing Square during the hours it is open and open one's notebook computer or Wi-Fi-enabled PDA, or for those of you who are lucky enough to have a Wi-Fi-enabled cell phone, and surf the Internet. What all you have to do is to log on to, you'll see it through Verge. You'll notice Verge when you go on out there. Or you can pull information off experiencela.com. And so one has the ability to access the Internet at very good speeds. You can upload photographs, download music. All we ask that you do is sign a consent form that you're abiding by the laws. And it's a great experience, and it actually spills beyond Pershing Square.
Did you have to pay any money for this opportunity?
Well, this is a it's a free service. What CRA and Department of Water and Power, what we're looking to be able to do is to create a business model such that it will actually be tiered service. We're not there to provide 24/7. So if a resident were to pick the sun up and they were looking for this to be their permanent internet access,
right,
we will have some sort of payment system that we would set up further down the line. But right now it's rolling out. We'll be looking at the business model, but the whole idea is to provide internet service for visitors, for residents, and for business people within the greater Pershing Square area.
Okay. Put in a plug for Experience LA and how that fits into this picture.
What we did here was we have almost a $500,000 investment on experiencela.com, which was financed by MTA, by the City of LA, LA County Arts Commission. And what we have is content for events that are happening all over Los Angeles, and it has information on neighborhood tours one can take throughout our redevelopment project areas and even in Long Beach and Santa Monica. So we have the content's all there, and so what we're doing is pushing that content onto the entry page, stylized in such a way that this is what we have is Experience LA Wi-Fi at Pershing Square. And so you have all the resources at your fingertip on that entry page, the MTA information, you got Gallery Row nearby, and so it's leveraging the information of the neighborhood. And so we had to spend very little because we already had this, we're just making it available.
Is this an example of the garden wall approach?
Well, it could be a garden wall approach. If we, for example, decided that all the experiential LA content was there without someone having to log on or pay, and so one could create the garden wall or in that respect. But right now, it's you register and authenticate for everything and surf the internet.
What is a garden wall?
Well, what
exactly
it would be
in this context?
A way to look at a garden wall would be, if I think the best way is if you had a, let's say, a paid service, but yet you were going to provide free service for information. So you could take all of the City of LA's web pages, all the ones that are on cityofla.org,
right,
and you make that available for anyone to surf, to go through and look at all that information, and they're doing that at no fee. So that's
so it's essentially outside of the pay area. It's kind of like at a sports stadium with stuff available in the parking lot,
right,
without having to go into the stadium.
So many times, for example, if one went to a hotel, you may have let's say there's a pay service at the hotel. They may have information on the hotel that's available without you having to sign up for $10 a day.
Right.
Or you go to the shopping center, you have access to information all about the shopping center that they make available
to
everyone. And should you want to surf the internet, then you pay the $10 a day or use your other.
So in other words, if you want to shop in a mall, you can get the information about the products available to you, but if you want to sit there and do your schoolwork, you might not.
Right, and that's what a garden wall is. So right now, a garden wall is referred to within the mayor's broadband Wi-Fi report, trying to look towards the future, that knowing that there's information that the city wants to always be made available to the residents wherever they might be.
Right, without them having to pay for access
right
to it. Okay. The three goals of the panel and the report and the project seem to be to increase the efficiency of government, to spur economic development, and to reduce the digital divide. What role does the CRA have in any or all of those three goals?
Well, I think we're a partner in all of them. We are one of many city departments, and when city departments can work together, we can actually accomplish a lot. We've worked very, very closely with Water and Power in Watts, and our partnership on Pershing Square involved just not Water and Power, but ITA, Bureau of Street Lighting, Department of Recreation and Parks. And so it's those sort of partnerships that allow one to move forward. And when one's actually looking at the digital divide, it's going to require additional partnerships across city departments trying to work on all aspects of it. In fact, the mayor's broadband Wi-Fi report talks about concerted effort across city departments to try and focus our resources to solve some of the issues that relate to digital divide.
Okay. Now that the report has been issued, what are the next steps, politically or administratively, to implement it?
The leadership in this will come from the mayor's office, come from council. Councilman Perry at the
event
ribbon cutting today, she mentioned the goals of her own district, and I suspect each council person has her own goals. She talked specifically about bringing Wi-Fi to the trade tech community and bringing it out to Central Avenue within her district.
Will the CRA be involved in that?
Those are both within our project area. So, and our own commissioner, Commissioner Schaefer, was at the grand opening, and he emphasized that the CRA has a role bringing Wi-Fi into our various project areas. I mean,
Is Wi-Fi becoming an increasingly important part of the CRA mission and activity?
It has a supporting role. It all kind of, when an agency invests public dollars to spur economic development, commercial development, the whole idea is to use what tools we have to bring people to these developments so they can spend money, eat in the restaurants, shop in the stores, stay in the hotels, visit museums, and create the pedestrian life that makes for a vibrant city.
Do you feel that the Wi-Fi project outlined in this report will do much to create pedestrian life in a city famous for its cars and its motorist life?
Well, the yes, and the purpose of experiencela.com was to promote the public transit system to get people on out into our CRA neighborhoods, to explore the neighborhoods, to experience Los Angeles. And that message has actually been fully embraced by LA Inc., the Los Angeles Convention Visitors Bureau, as they continue to to promote all the things that can be done through the metro system here in Los Angeles.
Okay, why don't you wrap up by telling us what the CRA's involvement going forward is going to be in educating people about the ideas in this proposal and in getting it implemented?
Well, CRA is specifically looking right now to continue to market our Pershing Square Wi-Fi, to get the signage up, to spread the word that it is available to the community, to work on the on sponsorship and the actual business model for that. Helmy Hesrick, CRA's regional administrator for Hollywood, approximately a month ago, told the LA Business Journal that CRA is bringing Wi-Fi to Hollywood. We are working on that to bring Wi-Fi to Hollywood, and we have project areas all over the city. And as we work with our neighborhood councils and our business improvement districts and our other stakeholders, we will continue to identify those opportunities. And that's exactly what's discussed in the mayor's Wi-Fi plan, is working directly with the community to find out what their needs are and working with the council offices, because no agency can do it all alone. These are goals that one takes one step at a time, finds the money, and begins to implement them. So.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for explaining that and for talking about it and for your work on the panel and going forward.
I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Talk to you later then as this rolls out. Thanks a lot.
Bye.